course, Parshas Kisavo includes the Tochacha. And in the Tochacha, there is one pasuk that seems to explain how so many terrible things could happen to us, deservedly so. The pasuk, Tachas Asher Loi Avadito, Es Hashem Eloi Kecha, B'Simcha Uvetuv Levov, May Rov Kol. That even though you had Rov Kol, you did not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu joyfully and good and wholeheartedly. Now, it's interesting that the next pasuk says, well, instead, Vavadata es oyevecha asher yishalachenu Hashem boch. We're going to instead have to work for and be enslaved by the very enemies who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send for that purpose. Yishalachenu Hashem boch. And we're going to serve them b'ra'av uvitzoma uve'erem uvechayser kol. So what we did in not serving Hashem joyfully, may Rav Kol. The Bein of Bechai says, yeah, that's Mida Keneged Mida. You didn't serve Hashem when you could, should have, out of tremendous simcha and with tremendous joy. So the punishment is to have to serve enemies and without what to eat and without what to drink, with Chayser Kol. Be'erim uva Chayser Kol. Without your beautiful clothes and without having even enough for yourself. Mida Keneged Mida. So we're going to look at what the Sfas Emes has to say now about having and not having, and serving Hashem when having, and serving Hashem when not having. It's from Shnas Tuf Reish Mem Gimel, the last piece of Tuf Reish Mem Gimel. It's on page 208. These editions of the Sfas Emes. B'pasuk Tachas Hashaloi Avaduta Es Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Uvetoev Leivov Yesh Lilmoid Mizeh Kal V'Chayva D'Mikol Shekein B'Mida Taiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, as the Gemara in Yoma says, will provide much more when something's good than in comparison to how much we might be suffering when something's bad. Midat Tov is always much greater than Midas Peronius, right? So says the Sfas Emes. So now, Midat Tov, Kishu Bnei Yisrael, Ayevdin Hashem Yisbarach, Begolus, Besimcha. If we do serve HaKadosh Baruch in Golus, when we are put upon, and when we suffer, and when we're in deprivation and poverty, and we serve Him Besimcha, well then certainly that will bring the Geula. If they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, afal pi shehem b'chayser, kol mizeh yavo ha-geula, be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. V'lochein nichtav sibas ha-golos, that's why the Torah explains this to us. Leida, so we should know. Eich letaken zeh al yedei ha-hefuch. So he's speaking in a time when, as it was for the last few hundred years, of Eastern European Jewry, dachkus, absolute poverty. I mean, 30 to 40% unemployment. People had not what to eat. And we had to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. Al yedei ha-hefuch, by doing the opposite. The opposite meaning, we didn't serve b'simcha when we had, now we will serve when we don't have. So it's true, in our time it's kind of difficult because we are blessed with so much, but individually everybody has times of difficulty, everybody has personal yisurim, everybody has things in life that are very painful, and we need to know that which is painful and those times that are painful are times when, if we're aware of this and we are conscious of this, we can and should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, because the simcha is in how we serve Him. There is another reason outside of that mitzvah that we're doing that's unfortunately very, very sad, troubling. Someone's not well, chalila. Something's happening that's terribly stressful. There's a falling out, chalila, between members of a family. There can be terribly painful things. But if we're doing Shabbos Kodesh, we're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're coming to Sukkot, we're doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, besimcha, in spite of that which otherwise has us in pain, maybe even profoundly deep pain. But we're serving Hashem. While we're serving Hashem, besimcha, for every opportunity, simcha, looking forward to it, simcha while we do it, simcha after we have satisfied the needs of the mitzvah. Still simcha because we had this mitzvah and we're so pleased and joyful because we have the mitzvah. And then Sasana says, and remember, Uba Amis, Hayaratsain Hamakim Baruchu, Ubaruch Shemai, Shinava the fun of Mitaich Haroivka. Really what Hashem wants is that we should be able to serve Him and should serve Him besimcha when we have plentiful material and spiritual joy. He wants us actually not to suffer. He wants us to have and to have blessings and to serve Him while we have those blessings. So again, in our time, we are able to serve Him meroiv kol. But what we're going to see now is what he's going to remind us of. You know, we're very aware of this, but he's going to remind us of the fact that to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we are comfortable the way we are, Baruch Hashem, is far more difficult to maintain the simcha in my mitzvah and ignore and not necessarily get caught up in my comforts and the pursuit of those comforts. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha in those circumstances and to remember Him, and remember that it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have what comfort that we have. That's all more challenging than serving when we don't have. In other words, that sometimes having plentifulness and enjoying it is more challenging spiritually than having less. We know that. Because when we have less, we're more humble. And when we have more, we are more haughty, we're more baligaiva, and we're also more distracted. We're taken up with things and get caught up in things that someone with less doesn't get caught up in. The nisayon of Oysher is greater than the nisayon of Oyni. And he's going to say it. Let's continue. He says, Ve'isa, sheyesh nisayon bebechinas ha'Oysher, ve'yesh bebechinas ha'Nius. It's much more challenging spiritually. You're going to have a much harder time growing in Ruchnius and gaining a greater expansive Olam Haba mitoich Oysher than mitoich Oyni. Now, Al Shech HaKadosh says so emphatically, beginning of Chumash Dvarim, as an example. Midrashim so imply it as well. We've proven it, unfortunately, when we have had, we didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Teichacha is saying. Teichacha shaloyah varot HaShem HaKach b'simcha ovetuv leivav, mei roiv kol. And that's why we lost our own independence, our presence, our home here, Eretz Yisrael.
But how about we've all the stories about people that went, left Europe because of the poverty, went to America and so on, and they couldn't find jobs keeping Shabbos and like, poverty forced them to. So there is the poverty that's taken them, because they were not able to withstand.
Was poverty back in Europe, and there was poverty where they came to, and unfortunately not all stood up, challenged by that. They couldn't all rise up to the challenge. It's very difficult.
It's hard to know which he says here, but like I said,
he says wealth
is the bigger challenge, which it seems like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out of my mind.
In terms of someone who's committed and will not stray chalila, away from Yiddishkeit because they don't have what to feed their families. They're not going to work on Shabbos. They're not going to take that job which requires them to violate the Shabbos chalila. That's the people he is talking about. For that kind of a person, the success they might have is going to be a greater spiritual challenge than when they don't have. And he says, but perhaps if we meet the challenge of having, as we do Baruch Hashem, and serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu with having, but with more simcha and greater appreciation, and then more dedication to mitzvahs, perhaps that too can bring the gula, because that's also a tshuva. If the avera was we had and we were blessed and we didn't serve b'simcha, says the Svasemis, then what you're going to have to do is not have and serve anyway, and that's how you'll gain back your place before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll deserve the geula. But perhaps we can deserve a geula where HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us as he does today, and nevertheless we don't become distracted and we're not ungrateful and we are appreciative, and then we serve him with simcha. Again, simcha not because what we have is so much and we're so comfortable. Simcha because we can serve him. And he's going to talk about this. He's going to suggest that we should just ignore how much you have, ignore your comfort, ignore, but just get involved spiritually in your avodas Hashem. Let's continue. He says, quoting the Mishnah in Avos, K'mosha Amru v'Mishnah, Hamikayim HaTorah me'oni, Sofer l'kayim me'osha. Umevatlo me'osher sofer levatlo me'oni. The Mishnah says that if you have and you don't serve b'simcha, then you'll end up having to serve b'oni without having. Whereas if you don't have and you serve Hashem anyway, the reward will be that you'll be zeichet to serve and continue to serve, and you will have. He says, "Ushneim niskayim banu." It's all happening with us. That's why we're in Golos. Because we're going to get stronger and stronger, even if we don't have, even if we're in uncomfortable, difficult circumstances. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless us, and we're going to be mekayim, and all of us will be mekayim in good circumstances, with comfort and wealth. Now, again, I'm not enough, I don't know. But could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said that now in a whole new era, I mean the era of the world of the Sfasemis, early 20th century, all came to a shattering, horrible end in the years 1939 to 1945. Since then, part of what has changed drastically is that in Klal Yisrael, there's much more, generally speaking. There's still much more than there was. And true, there are people who don't have, but there's still generally much more than there was even 30, 40, 50 years ago. Am Yisrael is in a much better materially a comfortable place, generally. So, does that mean that we don't have an opportunity to do this tikkunim, to do this tshuva, because we're not stuck in poverty, so we're not able to serve Hashem b'simcha during Oni? Must be that there is a way that we can reach and bring on the geula by serving Hashem b'simcha now in comfort. Ve'isa b'shem ha'ari. He says in the name of the Arizal, the Shalom brings it. A perish of Meiroiv Kol. Liyoy Semeach b'avodas Hashem Yisbarach Yoyse mikol minei toiv sheba'olam. Ayin sham divrei pi chacham chayim. Meaning, tachas ha'shaloi avaras Hashem alakecha b'simcha. You should serve Hashem b'simcha. That's greater Meiroiv Kol. than any of the simcha and any of the satisfaction you have, because Baruch Hashem we can afford to buy meat and we can buy chicken at least once or more than once a week, and so on and so forth. In other words, the Arizal is saying that what the Torah is suggesting is that what we needed to do, and then that's something we can do now, is serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have more simcha in the fact that we have the opportunity to do our avoda than simcha in the fact that we have a nice place to live and we have a nice and a rich diet and we're able to, we have more than one shirt or two shirts, you know, to wear during the week. We're not, you know, and we maybe even have more than just one Shabbos suit, maybe two or three or more, right? Me, right? So there's so much that we have to be thankful for and glad about, but setting that all aside, says the Arizal, we should have more simcha that we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether I'm dressed in the finest clothes or not, whether I'm eating the most sumptuous kind of fare on my Shabbos table or not. It doesn't matter. I have Shabbos. Kal v'chomer if I have it, and I can be ma'anegas a Shabbos, we have to have simcha. So the imperative is, especially think about this Arizal, is that we should be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serving Him with the simcha, not only keeping in mind that we have so much and we have to be thankful for it, but set that all aside. More than happy we are, more than we are happy with our lot, as it were. More than happiness because Baruch Hashem, we have, you know, comforts and relatively good medical care in our time and longevity. That, I mean, who lives to, Baruch Hashem, the kinds of ability to cure illnesses and to have antibiotics and to, I mean, we're blessed with so much air conditioning. I mean, air conditioning. You know, that in a hot summer day, you know, all right, yeah, you turn on the air conditioning. You know, it's nice and comfortable. There's no, I mean, on and on and on. So set that all aside, and even more, find reason to and recognize that just that I can daven, I can get up in the morning and put on tefillin and daven in front of, I can learn, sit and learn a blat gemara. Well, that's more simcha than anything else. It should be that our simcha stems from all of these wonderful mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and learning, greater than any of the satisfaction that we have from the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, may rive kol, even greater than our satisfaction or our simcha or our appreciation because of rive kol. You know, the story is told of the Baal Shem Tov, that he was with his chassidim, he was with his disciples on a Shabbos night, on a Friday night, and then in the middle of the Suda, suddenly he laughed. That's, you know, he laughed, giggled. No one's going to ask why. A few minutes later, same thing again. He laughs. He's something is so wonderful, something so splendid. And then a third time, no one's going to ask. Obviously, no one has the temerity to ask the Besht what it is that he's experiencing. Something in Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, they pushed Reb Zev, one of his close confidants, actually someone who used to defend him by Misnagdim. And he asked, he said, Rebbe, the happiness, the tzchaik on Leil Shabbos, you know, Mazel Isa, what is it for? Where does it come from? So the legend has it, he said, come, we'll go together. And then he had his wagon hitched, and they traveled together through the night and arrived the next morning in a place called Kozhnitz. And they were immediately greeted. He was at this point known. He was greeted very, very beautifully, hosted by one of the Parnasei Ha'ir. As soon as he came into the home, he said, right after Shachris, bring me the binder, the bookbinder. Every town has a bookbinder. The Keirich Svarim. Shapsu the bookbinder. Shapsu the Keirich. Why? I mean, Shabbos is just a poshti. Bring me Shabbos the bookbinder. So they find the Keirich Svarim, and he comes before the Besht, and he looks at him, he smiles, he says, go home, bring your wife. Bring your wife here. So he goes back, brings his wife. And they're standing in front of the Besh, the Talmidim are watching. And he says to him, tell me, what did you do yesterday on Shabbos? Tell me everything you did on Shabbos. The bookbinder, the Kirch Sfarim, says, Rebbe, tell me, don't be ashamed, tell me everything that was your Shabbos. So he says, well, look, Rebbe, I'll admit, it was an extraordinary Shabbos, and if I did something wrong, if I wasn't permitted, then please tell me what the ways to tshuva might be. During the week last week, I didn't have much work, and I really didn't have anything to be ma'anigas a Shabbos. I didn't have enough for all the chalas and the yayin and neiros sufficient to get through the whole day and the whole night. But I didn't want to take from the town, from people. I didn't want to ask. I didn't want my wife to ask. And I asked my Rebbetzin, please, don't ask from anybody else. We'll make Shabbos in the most simple way. What we won't have. What we do have, we do. And it'll be. We'll make it happen. It'll be enough. As I always do, I left early. Right after Chatzos, I went to the Beis Knesses and davened and said Shir Hashirim. And came home as I normally come home. And I walked into my home and I saw big tall neiros. There was Shabbos candles, big tall neiros, and fresh challahs. And there was fish and soup and there were everything. So I didn't say a word. I understood. I have to keep the shalom bayis. And we sat, made kiddush. And then after the first bite of challah, which was so delicious and special, so I put it down and I said to my wife, I said, calmly and lovingly, I understand. I guess you weren't able to, you know, because for Shabbos we have to. She says, no. I was cleaning out and looking at some of our old clothes, and she's apparently found an old pair of gloves. And on each of the gloves, sometimes they used to sew on decorative buttons. And there were two small silver buttons, one on each glove, little buttons, little decorative buttons on these gloves. And we don't need this, we're not using these gloves anymore, they're old and tattered. I snipped off the two little pieces of silver, and I went and I traded them for money. We had enough for the chalas, the yayin, and the fish, and a little more even for today, for Sunday. And when my wife told me that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given me the matana that I could celebrate Shabbos this way, and she hadn't gone to Tzedakah for Chalila, I took her hand and I jumped up with her, and we did a rikud on Shabbos. Dance on Shabbos. It's a very big question, halacha. And we danced and danced and danced and danced. Then we sat down again, and off the blech came a hot bowl of delicious soup. And I couldn't help it. And we had the soup, and I got up and I danced and danced. Ah, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for such a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, and for granting us all we need for Shabbos. And then the third time, after we had a piece of chicken, I didn't think that we would have a piece of chicken, a warm, delicious piece of chicken, and I danced. And the Besh turned to his Talmidim and said, that simcha was so great that where I was, I guess it wasn't Mezhevish, the simcha transformed the whole world. I felt that I laughed. Because the simcha of a yid doing a mitzvah, mitzvah Shabbos and einik Shabbos, is so great. And so I laughed three times after each of the courses when he was standing up and doing his rikud. And then legend has it that he turned to this bookbinder and his wife and said, what do you need? What could I bless you with? They didn't have children, and he blessed them with a child and a And a year later, they had Reb Shlomi Kozhnitz, the Kozhnitz Magid, was born to them. So the point of it is that the simcha with which we have to do mitzvahs, the resolve that we have to have now in Elul is that we're going to undo everything that we've ever done. Chalila, tachas eshleya vatetzas Hashem alekecha b'simcha v'tuv levov. May Rav Kol, more than anything that we have and that we have to celebrate that we have it, we're going to do our avodas Hashem b'simcha. V'lefid v'reinu ha'nizkar m'le'el neymar, ki zeh atzmai ha'etzel lihishar gam b'madrega sa'osha. Then he says, and you want to hold on to what you have? Then that's what you have to do. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such simcha because you have it? And don't let it distract you? Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha and set aside that you have it. Forget about what you have. You know what will happen? You might forget about what you have, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't. He'll continue to give it to you. That's the twist. The Sfasemis now says, "Ulefid v'aneinum hanizgarim leil," which is that you should ignore what you have and not revel in it and not care so much about it. Ze atzmai ha'etzalehi sha'er gam b'madrega sa'asher. That's the etzah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you're so busy doing my mitzvahs and my sintovim and celebrating and b'simcha to be able to do it, and you're not involved and you're not thinking, you're not all taken up with what you have. Good. So I'll continue to give you what you have. And more. Fantastic insight based on that Arizal. Im hacheshik v'harotzen yoyseb avodas Hashem yisbarach mikol haroiv toiv shaloi. If our cheshik, our desire, our yen, is greater than the roiv toiv that we have, memela miskayim gam haroiv kol. That'll support and will keep us. It'll keep us in good blessings. And he goes on to quote, you know what it means, Torah gedulim makamecha. The Gemara said it about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right? Torah gedulim makamecha. Fabulous wealth, as the Nasius would have it. Plus he added more. He had tremendous real estate holdings. He had kramim. He was a fabulously wealthy person. And of course, Torah was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Torah. But you know what it said in the Gemara. Mara says when he passed away, Mara Ksuvis says when he passed away, he lifted up his 10 fingers to Shemayim. He said, Kach Baruch, you know. He said, Golov yudu lefenecha sheyagati ba'eser etzba'isa b'teira v'loy nehenesi afila b'etzba'ktana. In terms of really wanting and enjoying this world, not even with a pinky, not even with a small finger. So Baruch Hashem, we are able to bring on and promote and make efforts for the Geula. How? In our time, not chalila mitoich einim, because Baruch Hu should continue to be mezaka us, that mitoich oishet, with having Baruch Hashem the comfort that we have in the main, we should be able to set it all aside and say, but I'm doing my mitzvahs without even caring or thinking about any of this. Iker in my life is that I'm able to do these mitzvahs, I'm able to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's my source of simcha. More than anything else, more than anything that I could possibly enjoy, that's what I enjoy. Ooh. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, that's a tikkun of tachas eshaloyim ha'ata, b'simcha v'tuv le'evav. We should be zoichim mirtz Hashem to that kind of exuberant joy in our mitzvahs in the year to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mezakeh us and answer us after we do such tshuva in this way, with the gula shleima b'meir.
Amen.